This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A planned memorial to honour victims and survivors of homophobic and transphobic violence in Sydney is seeking a creative vision, with Akon and Waverley Council putting out a call for artists to lodge expressions of interest for the project. Mark's Park, between Bondi and Tamra beaches, was the site of a number of high-profile murders, bashings and disappearances, with as many as 80 gay or bisexual men killed over 3 decades in Sydney and its surrounds, and the park will be the location of the memorial. 30 suspected murders of gay men in Sydney across the 70s, 80s and 90s remain unsolved, including the death of American University student Scott Johnson in December of 1988 at Manly, for which a $1 million reward for information is still available. There are concerns that religious organisations are being supplied with inside information on the government's planned legislation covering so-called religious discrimination and freedom of religion, after Christian groups leaked plans to introduce a new religious freedom commissioner at the Australian Human Rights Commission. Family Voice Australia emailed its members recently, with the group's national director Charles Newington revealing the plans to supporters. Newington told his supporters that the government's plans did not go far enough, saying, "The bottom line is that the legislation will not provide comprehensive protection for all areas of religious freedom." Tasmanian man James Durston has been fined $2,000 for failing to apologise for anti-gay flyers he distributed in Hobart in 2013. Durston took an anti-discrimination claim lodged against him over the flyers to Tasmania's Supreme Court, with Justice Michael Brett refusing Durston's request to have the complaint dismissed on the grounds of religious freedom in October 2018. East Timor, also known as Timor-Leste, has celebrated LGBTI Pride for a third year in a row, with a pride march taking place in the capital, Dili, earlier this month. An estimated 3,000 people took part in the Masa Diversidad, or Diversity March, 6 times the number of people who took part in the first East Timor Pride Parade in 2017. East Timor's president, Francisco Guterres, released a statement in support of the event, writing, "I am a president for all people." JFK and Natural Born Killers director Oliver Stone has supported Russia's so-called ban on gay propaganda in a newly released interview. In the interview, Stone criticizes the culture of young Americans, telling Putin, "Young people are spoiled to some degree in the Western world. It's not a healthy culture. Years ago when we were talking about homosexuality, you said that in Russia we don't propagate it. It seems like maybe that's a sensible law." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Two LGBT athletes have won medals on the world stage this week. British diver Tom Daley qualified for the Tokyo Olympics with a bronze medal at the South Korean World Championships with Maddie Lee in the 10-metre synchro, and sprinter Dutty Chan made history by winning her country's first gold medal at the World University Games in Italy, running the 100-metre sprint in 11.32 seconds. A European Court of Human Rights has ordered Russia to pay damages to 3 sports equality groups who were rejected under the country's anti-gay propaganda laws. Vladimir Putin's government must cough up $41,000 to Rainbow House and the Movement for Marriage Equality for banning them from registering for funding outside of Russia, and to Pride House at Sochi's 2014 Winter Olympics, who were refused a license because of unjustified political homophobia. It was ruled that Russia's rejection of the groups violated their right to freedom of association and discriminated against their sexual orientation. And finally, an English gay footballer says he will come out publicly this week. The championship player announced the news on his Twitter account called The Gay Footballer, saying he will reveal his identity prior to the start of the season in August as a proud gay man. If the news is true, he will become the first openly gay active British footballer. The mystery man says he's met with his club to discuss the matter and was delighted at how receptive they were of the news.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can search for QNN wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.